From falling flat on your face during a lesson to ripping your pants, today we're talking all things teacher fails on Teachers Off Duty Podcast. Tune in. Welcome back to another episode of Teachers Off Duty Podcast. Thank you so much for joining us. So I know that I'm not the only one in this room that has fallen flat on my face during a lesson, during my teaching. It's common to have lots of teacher fails. And to talk about this with us today, we have an amazing guest with us, Megan Mayer, also known as the Crazy Creative Teacher on TikTok and all social media. Yeah. Tell us about yourself.
Yeah, so I'm Megan Mayer. I'm a teacher in Florida, Sarasota County. I've been teaching for 8 years. Very excited to be here. Started on TikTok like just before the pandemic, so I'm almost to my 3-year anniversary.
Yeah.
Very exciting to meet you guys, because I feel like we've been following each other since like the very beginning.
Oh yeah, I get all my tips from you.
Yeah, so I'm on TikTok, Instagram, kind of YouTube, Facebook, and I have an Etsy shop. So
we're kind of everything,
and I'm a mom and a wife. So
I follow like okay, so like I watch your videos, and like I'm always looking at your lanyards because you have the cutest freaking lanyards. Oh my, you have like one for every day of the week.
Yeah.
Every holiday. Yeah. How many do you think you have?
25?
Oh my gosh.
Maybe? Yeah. I need to learn how to make them myself because it would save me a
you
lot of money.
You could do that.
But I have
because you're
like
the queen of Teacher Tip Tuesdays.
Yeah, that's true. I like to support like other Etsy shops and like other teachers that make lanyards.
I respect
so,
that.
Yeah,
respect
it kind of works out.
What does your Etsy shop make?
So I make like magnets for the whiteboard, different signs. It's all like things that I was making for my own classroom. I would share on TikTok and then everyone was like, I would buy that. So I started an Etsy shop and it's usually closed during the school year. But this year I found a little bit of time.
Wiggle room.
Yeah, I've kind of like managed my time a little bit better. So
I like it. And I heard that you're queen of Teacher Tip Tuesday. Yes. Do you have any teacher tips when it comes to how to not fail as a teacher?
I love your alliteration there.
Teacher tip.
And your enunciation.
Yes. I speak so goodly. That's why I do that.
I agree.
I speak gooder than all of you in here.
The goodest.
So I speak gooder. The goodest.
Yes, my 6-year-old daughter today told me that I'm the gooderest teacher that there is and that I was going to do so awesome on this today.
Oh.
So
she was
the
right.
Gooderest.
She was.
She's only 6.
Well, today we are talking about all of our worst moments in education because it is so, so common that we just fall flat on our faces. And I know I keep using that phrase, but that's literally how it happens. I remember
metaphorically and
literally.
I have, honestly. Okay, so one time I teach elementary school. So like they all come up to the carpet to sit and listen to read aloud. So I was like, all right, guys, go sit up at the carpet. And I sit down in my chair and read the book. Well, they were all crowded around my chair and I tried to like step over them and I tripped over my easel and like grabbed the easel for dear life so I wouldn't squash the child laying on the floor right next to me. But yeah, I have literally fallen on my face.
She is not beauty. She is not grace. She is falling over on top of her kids.
I am flaw.
It's funny that they say that like most injuries for like a huge like common household one is like people trying to just trip over their pets.
Yeah.
I have to say, I would assume teachers is like not tripping over a child who's a crawling on the floor.
Yeah, backpacks or whatever.
Oh my gosh.
Is like
flexible seating is the worst for that because like because I do the flexible seating. And so like when kids work with partners or whatever, they're like laying all over the carpet. Mm-hmm. So I will literally announce when I'm about to walk through children's legs and I will be like, nobody move.
You're you're like a waitress behind you.
Yeah, it's like walking through a minefield and I'm like tiptoeing around them. And then as I say, nobody move, one kid kicks their leg up and like knees me in the shin. And I'm like, but I need some advice.
I love
about
that.
Teachers and all of our fails that we have.
And we have, you know, Teacher Tip Tuesday, and we have, you know, so you're going to help us with this, yeah?
Okay.
All right, we need those.
So I have plenty of fails of my own.
I think we all, I don't think you teach well enough if you're not failing at some point during it. So we have someone write in. They said, Dear Tell, teaching this year has been hectic and overwhelming, as I'm sure you know. I've been late to work, forgot about staff meetings, and multiple times I've sent the wrong emails to the wrong parents. My biggest fail, maybe though, I accidentally threw away some student assessments and they cannot be replicated. Oof. How do I tell my principal what I did?
Did I send you this email?
I actually got it from you. That's why we invited you on.
Sounds like my school year. Yeah. Except the assessment part, but it's, I mean, like, pretty close.
Like, marks on every, like, if, oh, oh yeah. I forgot. That.
Yeah.
I think my advice would be you don't tell your principal you threw them away. What you do instead is you break the window into your classroom and make it look like
yes.
a robbery.
Genius.
Or, no. Get that extra bonus points and say that your car was robbed because you were taking them home over the weekend to go through them to plan your interventions.
Unless you weren't allowed to take them home.
That's true, if they were state assessments.
Okay, so if you were allowed to take them home, put them in your car, quotes, and it was broken into and someone stole the assessments.
Correct.
If you weren't allowed to take them home, they were in your classroom, someone broke in the middle of the night and took them out of your classroom.
They only took that.
Yes.
you have to let them take something else, like maybe like a book or like one that
I
you
mean,
don't
but
like.
We're teachers.
Or,
we don't drive that nice of cars.
Right. Like, oh no, maybe they took your school laptop so you can't do lesson plans. Oh, I don't know. Yeah. You know, here, listen, I'm not going to sit there and tell you how to do your job, but I really think what you should do is just be honest.
Is, I need to just lie.
No. Gaslight, gatekeep, and girl boss your way out of this situation.
Yes. Girl boss your way.
Like, what assessment? Although it's an assessment, I know for me doing pre-K assessments, it's an hour per kid. That's a lot of time to say I messed up. But I think holding it off is time that your principal might be willing to work with you to give you the time to redo those assessments.
Yeah.
It's just hard because it's sticky because then some of the kids
sometimes
might know the answers. Then,
owning up to it is the hardest part.
It
but
really
like,
is.
It's exactly what we tell our students. We're
absolutely.
Like, I will be less mad if you tell me the truth now versus if I have to find it out later.
That is literally what I'm teaching both of my daughters. My husband and I is really trying to instill that in them, that we will not be mad as long as you tell the truth. It's only when you lie that we're going
to
be mad.
That's
and they're getting it.
I've straight up given students the wrong standardized test. So I know this happened.
The whole time?
Straight up. Yeah.
Oh,
so,
gosh.
It wasn't the entire class, but it was. So let me set the scene. So in South Dakota, we've got our. There you go. Yeah. Now we are in South Dakota. So we've got two big state assessments that we give. And a kid, I think it was like three kids. They were gone when we gave the initial assessment. So they're like, hey, they got to retake the test. I'm like, all right. So they come into my classroom and there's three kids. And I was like, all right, the test is now active and it's virtual. And you have like probably 50 tests you can pick from because it's all the K through 12 exams. And they were probably an hour into the exam. And I looked down and I'm like, oh, I just totally gave them the wrong exam.
Oh, no.
I totally gave it to them. And I just sat back and I was like, okay, do I stop this train in its tracks or just let it ride? And I chose to let it ride. And afterwards, I talked to the counselor. I said, hey, I'm pretty sure I gave them the wrong test. What do we do? And she kind of laughed. She goes, well, you're not the first one to do that. Here's what you're going to have to do. You're going to have to go find them and tell them that you gave them the wrong test and they'll be so mad at you. And she was very correct in that they were going to be mad at me. Yeah. So that was a huge fail. That did not work out well.
Do you have testing scripts in South Dakota? Like, does the state give you a script?
Yeah, for a certain test. Okay. Yeah, one of them we have a script and...
One the state test or was it a different one?
They're both state tests.
But one has a script.
One has a script. Yeah, I went completely rogue.
Okay.
It did not go well.
I almost did that with the testing that we just did. Florida tests three times a year now.
Oh, really? Mm-hmm.
And one of the first things that we did, you know, you have the script and I'm like, okay, we're going to do, you know, math session one. And they're like, no, this is English session two or whatever. And I realized that I had done the wrong thing. So the script kind of saved you.
You do state testing three times a year?
Yeah, that was Florida's way of having less testing.
What?
Wait, what was it before? Five, four?
So before, it was just one at the end of the year, but it was for like, I don't know, certain grades would do science, certain would do civics, and then you have like reading, but then reading would also do an essay, and then you had math, and then we also had like iReady would do a diagnostic, and they came up with the idea that we would test three different times a year, kind of like a progress monitoring, but it's state testing.
Because we do the testing three times a year, but
Florida.
it's like our district. Like not, it's like, it's state required to like progress monitor test, but like, it's not the state test.
No,
this is
I think they call it the best.
The testing. Best test?
Or fast test? No, our standards are the best. Our testing is called fast.
Nice. So, nice. But it's not fast. Nothing like acronyms in education.
Yeah. Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform with one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite.
Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/stereo. netsuite.com/stereo.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
One of my most scarring teacher fails was when I had my zipper down and I was teaching. Oh. And of course, as a middle school teacher, as our producers are laughing at me, with middle schoolers, there's no coming back from mm-mm. that. So this was actually last year, and I was getting ready to get my lesson all set up in the morning, and I went to the bathroom and then came back into class, and all day long kids were laughing and giggling.
Nobody told me.
Here's how this works. So I went to the bathroom, came back into the classroom, got everything ready, and all day whenever I was at the front of the room, kids would be laughing and giggling. I'm like, man, these kids are squirrely today. This is kind of annoying. And then as the day went on,
these kids are squirrely today.
Yeah, as the day went on, they kept doing that. And I kept thinking to myself, what is going on? Something's wrong. Yeah. And then eventually it was after lunch where I'm giving a lesson and the kids are still laughing. And one of the girls, she puts her hand up. I go, yeah, what's up? She goes, Danny, bring your zipper's down. And I look down and my zipper's definitely down. And then I was thinking about when was the last time I went to the bathroom? Yeah. And it was in the morning. And I realized I went the entire morning with my zipper down. And it was so embarrassing. I felt so being picked on by a group of 12-year-olds about your zipper being down hurts. I thought that I was a strong person. Yeah. No, they broke
pure
me down.
Hate.
Pure hate.
I went the whole day. I'll do you one better. So I don't have a dress code at my school. We've talked about this before. But I will wear leggings and a longer shirt or whatever. And the one day I was rushing because my alarm didn't go off or whatever, which is another teacher fail in and of itself. But I was rushing to get dressed and run out the door in time, and I get to school, and my prep period is almost directly after the kids arrive. It's 9:15 or something. And I go to use the restroom, and we have a full length mirror in our teacher bathroom. So I walk in and I'm looking and I'm like, what's that weird line on the side of my leggings? And I have a pair of leggings that has the stitching that is lifted a little bit. And I
feel
around.
I know where you're going with this. I had the same thing happen to me, I think.
I had my leggings completely inside out.
Nice.
Oh, no.
No, I had my leggings completely inside out and backwards.
Oh, jeez. Oh, no.
Up until that point in the morning. And I was like, wow, I don't know how this even happened. So, I had to just flip them around real quick.
No one tells you. And I know you went through, had to have walked past a colleague or something at some point, and they had been like, oh, sister girlfriend has her pants in. I feel like something about teaching Everyone has a wardrobe malfunction. Yes. Have you had one?
So I don't mean to like one up you. I thought where your story was going was mine. So this was my first year in the classroom. And same thing, like, you know, at the time I had two kids, both under the age of like four. And so mornings are really hectic. And it's like midday. And all of a sudden, like, I look down and there's a pair of my underwear.
Oh, nice.
Stuck in the leggings.
Classic.
Out of my pants. And I don't know how long that was there. Oh, I don't know who saw it, but I quickly like grabbed it. And then I was worried, like, will they search my bag or something? Like, will someone know that like this pair of underwear is in my bag? Like, I was really nervous.
That just happened to, was it Miss Chang Gifted? She literally just posted a video about it that happened to her like last week.
Yes.
She was doing her laundry and she put like the static clung to her clothes.
They like get stuck.
Yeah.
I feel like the amount of times I've like been like, you know, listen, if I'm wearing to school, I mean, they're throwing it on the floor. I change as soon as I get home. But sometimes I'm like, I'll be in class and I'll be like, whole sock. Like, just, like, one of my most humiliating fails ever. I can't remember if it was Christmas, like a program we did, or graduation. But what I do remember is thinking that we could fit the entire classroom and not do it in the gym. Could not do that because it was just like I underestimated how many people would want to come to this with, you know, 20 students. So it was filled, super hot in there. And I remember coming in and saying, you know, hey, you know, we're going to do this. The kids are getting ready for the program. And there was like this one parent who I like wanted to impress, right? And so I had, usually I have a stack of clothes in my car at any time. And I didn't. I cleaned it out because we were going to go have margaritas after school with me and some of the teachers. So all I had was my gym clothes I had that day. And so I went, I was like, it's warm in here. I'm going to come bring one of the gallons of the water jugs and put in the water cooler because it's empty so they can have refreshment because it's so hot.
Not so they could see your muscles or anything.
Would never. I could never, you know. And I'm walking over there and I have the jug there. I'm like, oh no, me walking over and it's there. And I don't know if it's because it was like some sick joke, but the thing that holds the water in pops off. And if you know anything about those, they violently shaking me.
Wait, how does it go?
A gug gug, a gug gug. And it's a very distinct a gug gug.
Yes.
Water's all over me. I don't know what to do because I can't like put it down this way. If I pull it this way, it's just water gets everywhere. And so I'm soaked with water. One of the dads, not the cute one, moves in and helps me out, right? I'm like, no, that one. So I'm like, what do I do? Because this is like, I know parents are going pictures and stuff like that. So I had to go to my car. I'm like, oh, it's okay. I have so much clothes in there. None. So I had to put smelly gym clothes. And for the rest of it, I'm just like walking in there. I'm like, everyone saw this. And the humiliating thing of like going back and having to mop it.
I'll never forget when I tore my pants walking into school. That was the worst experience ever, dude. That was awful. So I think I've talked about it before, but it was when I was student teaching and I was walking into school and a student taps me on the back and is like, hey, there's something on the back of your pants. And I was like, oh, what's going on? I was sitting something and I completely tore my pants right up the butt. And I was just, I didn't know what to do. I was just stuck. And then I thought I had a pair of pants in my car. So I go into my car and I drive to the corner of the parking lot. And of course, in Fargo, North Dakota, you got a bunch of big pickups that are driving around. Yeah. So a student decides to come park right next to me, his giant pickup, so he can look into my window where I'm sitting. So I couldn't change my pants because that'd be weird.
You're like, get out.
Yeah, it was that.
Was going home.
That was awful. That was,
you don't have good luck with pants.
No, you don't. I'm amazed at how many teachers have actually torn their pants while teaching. That's like you've done it.
I feel like that's a rite of passage.
Yeah. It really is.
Everyone has to tear
every
their pants.
Every teacher has to tear their pants.
Every teacher has to tear their pants. I feel like every teacher has to be humbled by their students by being like, actually, you taught us something else or you're wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Have you guys ever like taught ever been
okay,
like,
oh, this happened to me this week. Everyone has heard of new math, right? The new math, the colloquial way of saying new math is like how we're teaching math now and like
Common Core.
Yes, how we're teaching Common Core. So
like new math.
New math. The curriculum that we use, and this kind of goes two different ways. So I had a lesson this week where I was teaching how to multiply fractions times mixed numbers. And they have this new strategy where you draw like an array. So you use like the dimensions of the rectangle is like the fraction times the mixed number and make like a rectangle out of it. And when you use a mixed number, like you have to have more than one unit like, because the fraction's part of a unit. And I, like, was able to help them, show them how to draw the actual rectangle. But then, like, the one kid was like, okay, I drew my dimensions, now what? And I was like, okay, now, you know, close in your rectangle and shade in the box. And he's like, okay, now what? How do I find the answer? And I sat there and looked at him and I was like, well, you have to count the shaded blocks. And he's like, 18. And I'm like, okay. And figure out the denominator. And I walked away because I was like, I don't know. So I'm like, I'm going to go look at my book because I have no idea what to tell you right now. But you kind of just have to play it off. Like, you got to give it a try. Like,
just read the question again. Try reading it again.
Exactly. Like, you don't know the answer, but you can figure it out. Mm-hmm. Like,
raise your hand if you need me again. I'm just going to go to my desk real quick.
And Google the answer. Yeah, probably
so. It reminds me of, like, have you seen The Incredibles where the dad's freaking out about math? And he's like, yes.
Yeah. So it was Groundhog Day this week. So we're doing a school unit on weather. I told the kids earlier weeks prior that meteorologists are who can tell us what's happening with the weather. Mm-hmm. And if you want to do it as a profession, as a job, you have to go to school, you know, and study it in college. And so then it's Groundhog's Day, most bizarre day ever. And I'm telling the kids.
That's such a big deal in elementary school.
It's also like, what are we doing? Like a little Phil comes out in a top hat and tells us what, you know, it's going to be six more weeks. Like, it's weird.
Yeah. It is weird.
And so we're watching it and I'm telling the kids, you know, and then Phil comes out and if he sees a shadow, it's this. If he doesn't, it's this. And they were like, wait, is Phil a meteorologist? I said, no. It's what I thought only meteorologists could tell the weather. I'm like, okay. That's fair. Actually, you have to be either a meteorologist or you have to be a groundhog. And this child, just completely serious, was like, I want to tell the weather, you know. And the connection goes, yeah, but you're not very good at school.
Oh, no.
And so the kid was just like, yeah.
I like how we both laughed. She's like, aw. Like,
you just like, I felt bad because the kid accepts it. Yeah, I am. Like, and then goes, but I'll grow up to be a beaver. So one, I'm not going to correct him on that it's actually a groundhog. And the class just accepts it. Everyone's like, yeah, that makes sense that Bobby would grow up to be a beaver because he isn't going to go to school after this. And I was like, I can't crush his dream.
No. Oh my goodness.
I just nod my head. I'm like, there's going to be like 19 5-year-olds that go out into the world. One of them's going to be president or a surgeon or something like that. And these kids now think you can metamorphose.
Yeah.
Into a beaver.
My oldest daughter, when she was 3, was really obsessed with like fire trucks and firefighters, and she had a little costume.
He's obsessed with firefighters.
Hers was for a different reason. And so she's telling me one day, you know, what she wants to be when she's older, and she goes, I can be a fire truck. I'm like, okay, you can be a fire truck. Okay.
A transformer.
Yeah, sure.
There you go.
Hey,
I now love she wants that.
To dream your dream.
Now it's be a
she
vet.
She wants to be an emergency vet. She
that's
loves
sweet.
Animals.
I love that.
She literally watches like the saddest YouTube videos about animals and will just come to me like crying.
Sarah McLachlan's in the background.
The angels.
Yes.
I also wanted to be a vet until I found out you had to like do surgery on animals. Yeah. I was like, I just want to play with the animals all day. That's what vets do.
They call that a dog sitter. That's what that is.
I did that. It's not a pretty job.
Not a pretty job.
No, I worked at like a dog, like it was called Come Stay and Play Pet Resort. And it was like a dog like kennel. And people would get like come bring their dogs when they were on vacation. And like, yeah, you get to come play with dogs, but you also have to clean up after them. And it's not pretty when dogs are away from their homes. Oof. Nah.
Yikes.
So I'll stick to my teacher fails.
Yeah. Like, they get nervous tummy.
Okay. Quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform with one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite.
Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/stereo. netsuite.com/stereo.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Yes, so, like when we were talking about teacher fails and like Teacher Tip Tuesday, one of the tips is always like, obviously we're supposed to be prepared, right? And like right. have lesson plans. We always have lesson plans, yeah. right? So a couple years ago, I was doing a lesson. I just kind of like needed a filler because time was yeah. just going by too quick. So I mm-hmm. bought one of those like interactive notebooks, you know, graphic organizer things yeah. off of like yeah. Teachers Pay Teachers. And printed it out, all excited. You know, it's a color type thing and you make a pie or something. I don't remember. And I'm really not like reading the directions all that clearly. So we're probably 75% of the way done. I'm like, this isn't looking like how it's supposed to look. And I taught like a block class. So I had the same kids for almost like 3 hours because mm-hmm. I had them for like our first period and then reading and then LA. Mm-hmm. So they're really great kids, but they get to a point where like they're just done. So I realized I did it wrong. And I'm like, oh, I'm like, you guys, I'm really sorry. Like, I did this completely wrong, and I'm trying to, you know, be like, teachers make mistakes too. My class went feral, like ripping the paper, throwing the crayons.
They're like, you just wasted our time.
Oh my gosh.
You failed us. I'm
completely nuts.
Oh no.
I literally had to bribe them with chips. I'm like, listen, just get this done.
Chips here's will always chips. Always
so
wins.
For
always.
The rest of the year, we couldn't do anything without having chips.
Oh man.
So
I failed so many times as a teacher by not previewing the video that I'm going to show before. Mm-hmm. I have bombed because too. Of it. And you know, like you would think by now I would figure out like, hey, watch the video before you do it. I've gotten better because of the last two fails that I've had. So there was one time where I needed, like you said, a filler. I needed like 10 to 15 minutes.
It's always those freaking fillers.
Oh, it's yes. the filler. I needed 10 to 15 minutes. And we're talking about ecosystems. And I'm like, oh, I'm going to show this little clip of planet Earth. And we're going to relate it to ecosystems. Little did I know, the clip that I was showing is a scene in planet Earth where all of these walruses are literally jumping off a cliff. I am completely what? Serious. They are literally jumping off a cliff.
Oh, no.
Why?
Because they're talking about like habitat loss and things. Okay. And
they commit suicide?
Yeah. Like, it's crazy. Yeah.
And it's, you just traumatized the whole group
I
of seventh
did.
Graders.
So I'm at my desk and I pull the video up. Like, oh, I'm going to watch this about ecosystems and whatnot. And I pulled up the video and I was looking on one of my other screens and I was doing emails and I start hearing the kids like, oh my gosh, oh my gosh. And I look
and
up.
And they're so dramatic too.
Yeah. And there's these walruses that are jumping off the edge of this cliff. And so I quickly exit out of the video and I just was thinking to myself, okay, this is it. This is how I lose my job by showing a mass suicide of walruses.
Oh, those poor babies. So,
but like walruses. That's what happened.
Oh my gosh, it was awful. And then the other fail that I had was when I didn't preview the birthing video when I was teaching health.
Oh God,
and I
Gabe.
Legit passed out because I didn't know what the video was going to be.
Oh yeah, like, you did tell us that.
Yeah, I thought it was going to be like, oh, kind of fluff, no. like whatever. No. Oh, she gave birth. Like you're going to see it from like not a graphic point of view.
A side perspective.
Yeah, yeah. No, it was like full
a cartoon.
On.
Like no. you see on like sitcoms.
Yeah. I didn't preview it. And when she gave birth, I was like, oh. And then the placenta came out. Yeah. And the next thing I know is Jimmy standing over me, poking me. He said, hey, Mr. Dammering, you okay? It was... Both those times, I was like, I'm an idiot. Why don't I just look at the video before I do it?
She gave birth, but you died.
I was the one who went through trauma,
full
not
circle
her.
Moment. Full life
I needed
cycle.
The support.
Okay, I also failed with the video once. So when I taught second grade, my second grade team and I for Thanksgiving would do like a Thanksgiving dinner for the whole grade level. So we would bring in like turkey and mashed potatoes, and we'd have like a little buffet, and then they would go sit in the room, and we would play like the Charlie Brown Thanksgiving video. And you couldn't find it anywhere on the internet for whatever reason that day. And I found it somewhere on YouTube, and it was like, it seemed like it was the right length. Yeah. Like, again, I didn't preview the video because I'm like, it's Charlie Brown Thanksgiving.
I'll go with my gut. Looks good. Yeah.
Right. So we're about midway through the video, and then, like, I don't know, Charlie Brown says something like, because I, and then it cuts to, like, the John Cena music. And it was like, stop. John Cena. And it's like, bump it up.
How far into the movie was it?
Like halfway. And no, and my kids just start dying. And it was myself and one of the other teachers were standing in the room, and I'm cackling because I'm like, only that would happen to me. Like, I would only get the John Cena, Charlie Brown Thanksgiving. Like,
I don't know what it is about videos. I will always preview the video because, like, especially with 3K.
We learn the hard way.
Well, and YouTube is like, you don't know what, like, even if it's a YouTube kit, mm-hmm. like, it'll be like
the ad will pop up.
Yes.
By some of it, so I know what's in the book. But if other teachers are, I read this, and I'll, you know, I trust the people I work mm-hmm. with, but I usually read the book because I'm dyslexic. I don't want to, like, trip up and stutter through it. And I didn't do it this time. And every teacher's like, this is amazing. I don't know if you've read the book, The Day You Begin.
Yeah.
Glued halfway through, sobbing, snot coming down. It was such a great book. And I was like, I'm sorry, I'm going through the book. And the kids are just like, he is unhinged.
He's
like,
unwell.
I'm surprised someone didn't like knock on the door to leave the classroom to go get an adult. Like,
your students were going to give you a pre-K pause.
Oh, they did. They're like, because it's not a sad book. Yeah. It's a very good book. But I'm just like, as an adult, just crying through it. I'm like, you gotta read the book beforehand because this is not a cute moment.
Okay.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform with one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite.
Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/stereo. netsuite.com/stereo.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
So one other teacher fail that I can't stand. I wanna like stare directly into the camera and talk to whoever is the creator of the fifth grade curriculum in Bridges Mathematics. I want to have a conversation with you, and so does the rest of the Teacher Bridges fifth grade Facebook page. I don't know if they know how fifth graders are, but like fifth graders are the most immature
100%
group of people that exist. And I don't know why Bridges chose to put every inappropriate reference in their curriculum. Day one, not even joking. Day one, unit one. It's about volume. Okay. The subject matter and the real world scenario they give is Brad's balls. Brad wants a baseball company and he's going to package his balls into boxes that are one by one cubic units. We need to figure out how to pack it. And I'm dead. I'm not even cutting it off. They never once say Brad's baseballs.
After the first time. They say it the first time and that's
it.
I
make it. Be inclusive.
I make it Brad's baseballs.
Yeah. Oh, they never say baseballs ever.
They say Brad's balls.
What color?
Yeah. And then but then in the unit we're teaching now, I just taught this lesson literally yesterday. We're teaching about like grouping division problems versus a sharing division problem. And they give like two examples. One is like, Jeff made 12 cookies. He wants to share the 12 cookies equally among his four cousins. How many cookies will each cousin get? That's a sharing problem.
Right.
The example of the grouping problem they give. Jeff makes 12 cookies. Jeff wants to package the cookies into sacks of four. How many sacks will he need? And I'm like, I'm changing that to bags.
Oh my goodness.
I don't want a cookie that came from a sack anyway.
Yeah. Right. I'm like, why? Think about this. You're giving this to 10 and 11 year olds that will laugh about literally anything.
Well, and it's always like to Brett's balls question. The answer is always, it's always Brett has 69 balls. It's always Brett has 60. And whenever I'm faced with a 69 answer, I always tell the kids, okay, you're gonna go to the page, like it's always turn page 69, like, all right, go one past 68
or 70 minus
or
one
70 minus one
because I think it's around page 70
give or take one.
And you always have the kids who are like, I see what you did there.
But even the kids, like yesterday, because I had to ask them, like, because you put the problem on the poster and you're like, it was like, okay, our equation is 12 divided by 4 equals 3. I'm like, what does the 12, 4, and the 3 stand for? And like the 4 or the 3 was like, oh, it stands for the number of sacks that you need. And so like the kid who was answering the question, like he knew that that's what it stood for. And bless his heart, he was trying so hard to be like appropriate. Because I had looked at, you know, how you have to give the death glare to a couple of kids that are like, I'm like, stop it right now. And like he looks at me and goes, I'm like, what does the 3 stand for? He goes, the number of sacks. I was like, yes, the number of sacks. But like, you have to acknowledge it, Bridges. What are you doing?
You teach middle school in Florida.
Yeah.
Is there any like giant fails in within the system of just like, oh my gosh, do I have to say this in front of kids?
All the time. And especially like in middle school, everything is dirty. I remember.
Doesn't matter what it is.
I remember this one. This one time so I teach reading. So we can read about like whatever. So our book has, you know, science stuff, social studies, whatever. Yeah. So it's the very first unit is about like the life cycle and organisms. Okay. Yes. So of course, you know where I'm going with that. So the kid keeps mispronouncing the word in like our small group.
Oh,
but
I
don't think he was doing it on purpose.
No, I really don't.
He probably wasn't.
I really don't.
No.
And finally he's like, well, what's the difference? Because I keep correcting him. Well, another kid in the class goes, well, to some people, there's a big difference.
Oh,
my God. I'm just like, I lost it. I'm like trying to have that serious teacher face, but I'm like, nope. I just need to walk away for a second.
I have to be better.
Middle schoolers have a very hard time differentiating organisms and orgasms. Yes. They have a very hard
see,
time.
See, I giggle when you say it. I couldn't
Very hard time with it.
I did that, though. Okay, so like I was like literally saying like intersect because we were talking about like coordinate grids, and I was like, okay, where do the lines intersect? And I said
totally
and
different
I was,
word.
Like, and I kept going right over it, and I was like intersect, and then I just kept going. I didn't address it, and a couple of the kids were like, and I was like, I know it was funny. Don't laugh.
We're just going to continue
forward.
Well,
do you do like root words and prefixes?
Yes. Dict. And let me.
Yeah. Dict is the best.
I literally skipped it on purpose. I know dict? I shouldn't have. Yeah. Like dictionary. D-I-T-C-T.
Oh, D-I-C-T. I was like, what?
That was literally we
I don't
were
know
doing.
If I did my T right.
Yeah. We were doing the Greek and Latin roots right before Christmas break. And it was like, there were, I don't know, like blah, 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 blah. And the last one that was going to land on the day before Christmas break was dict. Yeah. And I was like, I'm not teaching that. The day before Christmas break, those children will be feral. I'm like, not happening.
I had a Spanish teacher who there was a website we'd always go to, SpanishDict.com. And she, every time she would talk about it, she goes, okay, go to SpanishDict.com. And she knew what would come up. And
she was chipping teeth. Yeah.
She knew. And she was like, and at the beginning of the year, she goes, I always say this at the beginning of the year, do not type in the what else it sounds like into the school computers.
Don't,
it will not go well.
Or autofill.
I was like, that's hilarious.
Or like, okay, so like the book I was reading this week, like we read a lot of books like around Black History Month. And one of the, like in the author's note I was reading at the back of the book to the kids, the one person's name was Dick. Like that, because, you know, Richard, like that's my grandpa's name.
Yeah.
And I was like, no way in hell am I saying that. No. I literally changed it. I was like, Richard, blah, blah, blah. I don't like, I don't even know if his name is actually Richard.
It could
just
be Dick.
Changing it to Richard because I'm not saying that in front of my group of 10-year-olds. I'm just not.
Can you just imagine that being like, because I think of like, you know, Dick Cheney. And then I'm like, was his name Dick Cheney or was it Richard Cheney?
I don't know.
I know my grandpa's is Richard, but everyone calls him.
I would probably go by Richard.
You know, like, I'm not.
Like methinks, if I got to choose.
Some of the things that we think about that students do that don't make sense are their reactions to some things that they read. Lauren, what are other things that your students do that just don't make sense?
I'm so glad you asked. So we had some more people sending in some things that never make sense. So when they say they didn't do something, when I literally just witnessed them do that thing with my own eyes.
The gaslighting.
The gaslighting.
Oh, my goodness.
I don't understand it. Like, do they think that they can pull it over on us?
Mm-hmm.
Like,
because sometimes, because I'm like, maybe I am wrong.
And then, but then they get you into arguing with them.
Yes.
And you're like, I just witnessed with my own eye sockets that you threw that on the floor. My eyeballs did not move. Tell me what I saw. It wasn't what I saw.
Some of our students are going to be amazing lawyers.
Yes, they will. Amazing.
Yes, that's when you say that smoke detector. Yeah. That's a camera. Do you want me to check it?
always like the camera. There is no camera in a classroom, but I'm gonna pretend there is. going to the bathroom and coming back 30 minutes later.
It's always interesting because with middle schoolers, their bodies don't work right at that age.
Yeah.
So it's like, oh, were you like actually in the bathroom for that long? Or were you just out taking a stroll? 99% of the time, they're out taking a stroll.
Yep.
Oh, are your bathrooms not like connected to your classroom?
No. Oh. Like ours, like you have to leave our classroom.
Ours are like, the door in my classroom is right here, and there's a little hallway,
oh, really?
And then there's like two bathrooms.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. But they still will spin.
Ohio, take notes.
I was going to say, our bathrooms are in our classrooms in pre-K.
They are in kindergarten.
And you'll sit there and you'll always count. I'm like, okay, I have 25 kids. Why is there only 24? And then you knock, 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 and then you go in there, and the kid's been in there for hours with a toy, or they completely clog the toilet and they keep putting toilet paper in, and I'm just like, why? Once it gets past that 15-minute mark, that's when you start, is everything okay?
Yeah, mm-hmm. My favorite is when they're in there for a while and then they come out, and you probably don't experience this, but it smells like Fruit Loops.
Oh, yeah, the whole vaping in the bathroom.
They're vaping.
Middle schoolers
in the bathroom.
Yeah. All the time, dude.
Luckily,
all the time.
And I'll call security or like our SRO, and they can't physically search them, so it's just like, I don't know. My poop doesn't smell like Fruit Loops, but okay.
The dare line is weeping.
This is your brain. This is your brain on vape.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform with one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite.
Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/stereo. netsuite.com/stereo.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too.
Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
All right, so I want to hear some fail supplies that are in schools.
On today's episode of Good or Garbage with Gabe, I'm going to talk about products that are good or are they garbage. Today I want to talk about school tissues, like Kleenexes. Are they good or are they garbage? Here's the thing. All right, here's the thing. If I have a cold and I blow my nose, you know what I don't want to happen after I use these tissues? I don't want a rash on my face. I really don't want that. I don't want my nose to be so raw that it looks like my nose is bleeding. I don't want that.
It's not going to look like it. It's going to be bleeding.
It's
going to
be bleeding. It's going to be bleeding. I live in South Dakota. We get colds all the time because it's cold up there and I get sick all the time. The amount of times that these awful school Kleenexes... I've just got like the big, I look like Rudolph at the end of them. Are those products good or garbage? You guessed it. They're garbage. I cannot stand these dang school tissues. What are your guys' thoughts about those?
Can I say something that's going to real piss you off? When you're in elementary school, part of the supplies are people bringing in Kleenexes.
Yeah, I was going to say, I'm going to go with it's a good, because kids all bring in a box of tissues and it's usually Kleenex.
But not like
the, what about like the school supplied ones?
We don't have school. We don't have them. The school doesn't supply them at that grade.
Oh.
Not, no, at least on the Midwest.
On our supply list, it's literally like you need to bring in quart size Ziploc bags, gallon size Ziploc bags, a bottle of hand sanitizer, Kleenex tissues.
Really?
Everyone brings a box and it lasts you the year. And like,
I have boxes from years ago.
I mean, I had cupboards full of the lotion Kleenex. Now, you know, now that I'm like subbing, sometimes like I subbed at a high school a few months ago, horrible experience. And I remember it came from a doctor's office. And I'm like,
yes,
tissue paper.
It's really rough.
So at your school, when you guys are hanging out with, you got triple ply toilet paper and you're using.
I didn't say the toilet paper was kids supplied.
No, they don't supply toilet paper. They supply
kids. Next tissues. Year, you need to bring in Quilted Northern.
Well, you guys got everything there. A little different in my school. A little different for me in my school. Yeah, no, I've got pretty much I'm blowing my nose with construction paper.
Is that what you guys have?
Oh yeah. I will bring, same with like bringing my own toilet paper. I will bring my own.
All right, we need
Kleenex,
tissue justice for the high school and middle schools.
Where are they getting them?
Super thin.
I seen the box.
The same place they get the crappy toilet paper. Yeah.
The same place they get the rose art crayons.
That was good.
I was going to say, because sometimes when you use like the tissue that are provided, it like, I'm like really bad. I'm that person that's like really bad at blowing their nose. I'm just like, I'm that guy that just keeps sniffing.
Yeah.
Because I feel like I've been traumatized as like, you know, it goes through the tissue.
I won't blow my nose in front of my kids either. No. Like in my classroom, if I have to, like I'll do that all day, I'll sniffle. But if I have to blow my nose, I will physically walk out of the room and go blow my nose because I'm not going to sit there and go, in front of like 10-year-olds.
I get nose shy. Like I don't want anyone to know that I'm blowing. I have to turn away from everyone, do by the trash can. I don't want people to see that.
Especially like if you... This sounds so gross. I'm not trying to be gross, but like you might look at it to make sure you're not sick.
Yeah.
You know, make sure it's not like a color it's not supposed to be. You don't want the middle school, they would never let you live that down.
No.
Miss Mayer looked at our buggers.
Speaking of teacher fails, have you guys ever sitting at like your desk or something? Yeah, you sneeze in your hand and all of a sudden you got some snot. And you got to do like the awkward, like, hold my hand or like, you know, kind of put it in your pocket or rub it on your sock.
I have never in my life put it in my pocket.
You've never done that?
What if I have to reach something in my pocket, Gabe?
You just don't. Like that pocket's just out of commission for the next hour and a half.
Oh, gross. I'm like learning so many things about Gabe. No.
Gabe, I need everyone to comment on if they've done that because Gabe.
You've never done that? I thought it was like a thing.
Let's all make Gabe feel isolated. Listen, he's the only one.
I already feel isolated.
I have seen my husband do that, but with our children's boogers.
Ooh.
I've seen him like, if I don't know, he's going to be so mad
literally,
at me.
There's so many things you witness in elementary school, then, though. Yeah. Because so, like, I literally watched a kid sit on my couch and like pick his nose and eat a booger the other day. And I was just like,
oh, the amount of times I've seen a kid reach over to a friend. And so I never in my life thought I'd have to say out loud, we do not pick our friend's nose
and
eat it.
You can pick your friend's.
You know what they say.
You can pick your nose. Oh my God. But you can't pick your friend's nose. But
we know you can. We've seen it.
They're like, actually, I have. It is one of, I remember two kids screaming at each other. I'm like, what is going on? Trying to do that conflict resolution. They're like, she won't let me eat her booger. Oh, and I'm like, I wanted to say, that's disgusting. Yeah. And I'm like, no, we don't eat other friends' buggers.
Yeah, that's probably a bad move.
As a teacher, like, you never thought you
never
would ever say.
In my life.
Oh, yeah.
I'm like, I can't believe that this is a job right now. Like,
we don't put that in our mouth.
Lord. Right. So this is what we're going to do. It's called 5 second.
Oh, that's right.
Like 5 second explanations. Okay. So what it is there's a word on here, and it has to do kind of like a schooling, and you have to try to describe it to someone without using the words on here. Okay. So it's kind of like charades, but we're not getting up and moving. So like this one, I would say when it's too cold to go out and play, you have to have
a snow
indoor recess.
Oh, I was like, a snow day?
So first of all, don't embarrass me like that again. The viewers are shaking.
Is this a riddle?
So we don't have recess in middle school.
Listen, snow day rhymed. I'm just saying.
That is true.
I was rhyming
before, but I don't think I have the rhyming ability. So we'll actually... I'm going to just like randomly pick though, because I saw that word and I don't want to cheat. You know, that's not who I am as a person. It is a type of thing that you...
Eraser.
Pencil.
Color with.
Crayon.
And it's
marker.
A really
dry
bad brand.
Marker.
Rose art.
Yes. Oh. Rose art crayons. So Mike, I'm going to pass it to you.
Why do they still make those?
I know.
Like really? Do people really buy
They're those? So waxy.
Okay.
Or not waxy Ready? Enough. Yes.
Rick. Blank.
Morty.
Ross.
Rick Ross. Rick
Scott.
Meyer.
Rick.
You Rick write Rickrolled. Not a pencil?
Rickrolled?
What?
That Flair pens. Rick Flair. Woo!
Oh, I did not get that right.
I don't know. Rick Flair.
Not a pencil.
Rick Flair.
A pen?
I would say a type of a bell Flair bottom.
Pens.
Flair pen.
That's how my brain works right
Who's
there, okay?
Flair?
Who's Rick Flair?
Rick Flair. Woo! You don't know who Rick Flair is?
Yeah, that explained it. Good job.
That's your second time doing Rick
WWE, Flair. WWE, yo.
I know. Watch wrestling, yo.
I love WWE, so I'm shocked I didn't know that.
It's a South Dakota thing.
Next.
Ric Flair's from South Dakota, actually.
Okay. Yeah. He used to be a buck.
Shut up. Shut up, Bucks and Gazelles.
Okay. It's a thing that we all hate, but maybe your school will like give you donuts before you
Professional development.
Do it.
Staff meeting. Observation.
No, and it's really stressful, and Florida does it three times a year.
Testing. Testing.
Yes.
Ooh.
No. I was like, donuts.
Standardized testing.
Ah, that was good.
Ick. My school gives donuts. At least they used to. That's the only reason donuts. I would show up for standardized testing.
Okay, it's the thing that you use to tell where everyone is at in the room.
Scene chart.
Yay!
Oh!
When you want to see if a child is absent, you have to...
Do attendance.
Yeah. Call. Yeah, do attendance. It's take attendance, because do attendance I don't think is grammatically correct, but taking attendance.
Sorry, I speak gooder than you. Give me the cup.
I speak a gooder.
Next. Ryan started up blank.
Ryan again?
What? What are you talking about?
Ryan started the what?
Ryan, the office. Ryan started the
fire drill.
Yeah.
Fire drill.
I said again with Ryan.
You said it so fast. I was like, huh? I didn't get it.
A fire drill.
I think the best episode of The Office.
It was good. Yeah.
So this is the thing that like, I don't think I'm good at this game. It's when we try to like motivate the bad kids to
PBS.
Be good.
What's it? PBIS.
PBIS.
The incentive system we talked about
times. Every time you guys say PBIS, I'm like PBS kids.
Yes. PBS also.
And then Caillou goes in my head.
Between the lines.
Yeah.
I loved that show. It's the thing when you have the principal comes in with the jingly keys.
Observation.
Yes.
Ah.
Why is that like now? Like I think
it's
time for one more.
10,000 keys.
Why? I was going to say, I know it's like such a funny gimmicky thing that you see on social media too when people do it. And I, like someone's like, at one point, I'm like, did you take this thing from this person? And everyone's like, no. It's a
universal concept.
100%. It's like,
so
that's
my school's not keys. It's walkies.
Walkies.
Oh, yeah.
Every
time. That was my old.
Can you go to channel two?
And yes. I'm like, go to channel two. And my old district. And it would be like loud as heck too. Oh, yeah. And then they'd be like, oh, sorry.
Yeah.
To like crank it down.
And it's terrifying to hear because it's just like. All of a sudden I'm like, no. No.
Yeah, it's always the worst news ever. It's like, too, we might have a fire in the teacher's lounge. Right. Like, sorry, let me turn that down a little bit.
And then all the kids are like, want to hear what they're talking about.
Me too. I'm like, wait, keep going. Turn that back up.
My favorite is when like it's so private that they have to use your phone to call and talk to the person. You're just sitting there like, do I keep going?
And they're like, don't mind me.
I'm real nosy and like, yeah, I don't know what you're talking about. Hey,
we're fine. A sinkhole where?
Okay.
Florida. Or a gator. It's more common it would be a gator.
Ooh.
We've had twice.
Gator in the courtyard.
Gator in the courtyard.
I'm sure there has been.
I'm terrified of that. Okay. It's shiny speckle stuff.
Glitter.
Sequence.
Okay. And then to make it stick, it is...
Glue.
Glue.
Glitter glue.
People make...
Mistakes. Money.
Money.
Cash.
Not jelly, but...
Jam.
Jam. What?
Paper jam.
Paper jam.
Yeah.
Okay.
People make. You could have just said, "What is this?"
But wait,
people make. You make that paper, yo. Make that bread.
My problem with your clues is that you give half of a statement and it doesn't make sense.
It could make sense.
No, but it could apply to so many things. It makes sense to you.
People make
money.
But did anyone say paper?
People make. I could be like crafts.
We're cash. He's like, okay, but not jelly. But we're cash jam.
Like, people make money bad jam. Choices.
See. Yeah, I'll be here. It works. Okay, it works. Maybe you guys just gotta.
You got a scary place.
Gabe, you gotta make your inside thoughts your outside thoughts.
Yeah, I am making my inside my outside, and you guys are making fun of me for it. I just keep my inside thoughts on the inside.
Yes.
Place. Safe.
It most definitely is not.
We can't guarantee. Listen, we can't guarantee a safe place, but we can guarantee
a space.
Brave. I was gonna say a brave place. You just said a space. We can guarantee. A space.
We can give you a room.
I don't know if it's a space.
Ooh. The thing that our students absolutely refuse to eat, it doesn't matter how hungry they are, they will not eat this.
Carrots.
Veggies?
Like, they will go hungry. They will beg you for food.
Add everything in pre-K.
They will not eat this.
Whoppers.
Broccoli.
Eat?
Some teachers won't even eat it.
Wait, is it something we give to them?
Something in the school.
In the school that
they
eat?
Why did I say school? I said school. Weird.
Like a school lunch?
Yes.
Ooh, no.
Well, that's it. Cafeteria food.
Oh.
I came up with that even now.
I was trying
to make it something specific.
No, will your kids eat school lunches? Is this just the Florida thing?
I mean, they have to, so.
If you've never had a Crispito.
No.
A Crispito.
I've had a Crispito.
It's so good.
Mm-hmm. I only like the Bosco stick. Bosco stick.
Green jerky day.
Cheese or just cheese or pepperoni too.
All right, last one.
Crisp burrito.
Okay, it's the thing I never turn in on time.
Then it's...
Lesson plans.
Yes!
Like, this could really hurt your feelings. Let's pause for a second. Like, that's the perfect way to end an episode because I'm pretty sure we've all failed at lesson plans dramatically.
100%. We don't turn in lesson plans, but that's a whole other story.
Well, I hope you guys enjoyed listening to all of our fails. We want to hear your fails down below. Make sure you guys comment and tell us. Let us know on our YouTube video. If you're watching the podcast, make sure you leave a review and tell us your fails in that too. And we will see you guys in the next episode. Bye, guys.